never stop wanting, do we? Every Sunday we'd wish and dream that we could just have one more day off. But when we do get the Monday off, we find ourselves thinking, yet again, oh, but just one more day off would be nice. We're having another substitute holiday Monday this week, so for the second week in a row, it's a long weekend. But why are long weekends so short? Better yet, why are all no work and no school days always so short? You know, you sleep in a little, have brunch, just hang out a little, and bam, the sun is already setting. We know we'd be asking for too much, but how fantastic would it feel right now if we could have just one more day off tomorrow? Am I right? Well, guess what? I'm at work. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Big Mama with their song, 하루만더, One Day More. So who in Korea is just thinking this, one day more? Oh, I just want one more day off tomorrow. But you know what? We must not forget, count our blessings. We're lucky to have this day off. Well, a lot of us are anyway. Besides, it is just a regular Monday for me and for most of our listeners outside of Korea as well. So for those of you who did have today off, I hope that you will cherish what is left of this day and make the best of it in your own way. All right, we're going to have our global roll call coming up very, very soon. Whether you have the day off or if you're just having a regular Monday, tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. While at it, don't forget to send in any song requests. And also, feel free to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. You can message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 51, and a long text or MMS message will cost 101 per text. And in part two of today's show, we will be joined by K-pop producer-engineer John Kim for an inside look into the world of K-pop for our Monday segment, K-pop Inside Outside. I do hope you stay tuned for that. But right now, I will be back with today's Where Are You after this song break. Here is Sander with his song 그렇게 있어줘. Stay as you are. 아직 누군지 몰라 그려본 모습은 있지만 내 생각과 다른 모습에 One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and it's currently 5:21 p.m. here. And I guess there was rain in different parts on and off today. For my part, there was no rain when I was coming into KBS, but we had some beautiful, dramatic-looking fall skies. And yes, it is definitely autumn now. Temperatures have dipped significantly. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is time now for our global roll call. A chance for me to find out where in the world all of my listeners are and what you're all up to today aside from tuning into the show. Where are you? Miss Mariz Aquino says, Philippines with lots of heart emojis. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Mogire Machuki says, a very cold morning here. Hashtag Kisi Kenya. Jide Yinho says, I'm nearby Yongin after a client gathering. All right. Just a little outside of Seoul there. Yulbro 1317 writes, 안녕하세요, 언니. It is another substitute holiday. Once again, my kids and I left the house a little late to have lunch. It's raining here, and it's quite chilly, like it is really autumn now. I wish Lena, Unni, and everybody a happy holiday. All right. Well, I hope that you weren't running too late, and I hope you enjoyed your lunch. Pacey says, hello, Lena. I'm on the bus trip back to Chuncheon. I visited Pohang during the weekend to the filming locations of Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. I haven't watched the drama. I just tagged along with my friends. It was fun, though. It has been some time since I've traveled, so I felt excited. We also paid a short visit to Ulsan to visit a friend's uncle. The hospitality of Adashi and Komo made me feel so much love and so warm. I really enjoyed the trip and I hope to meet them again soon. That does sound like a nice trip. Oh, Pohang, my dad's hometown. And apparently the citizens of Pohang are kind of really been inundated with tourists because fans of Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha are flocking there, apparently. Normally such a quiet city. Well, I'm so glad you were able to enjoy there and Ulsan as well. All right. HJS Diary says, hello again, Lena. Onni from Canberra, Australia. It feels more like summer now in Australia. I'll be listening to your radio while I'm chilling. This week is very busy for me, but I decided to have a me time at least 1 hour per day. Listening to your radio is part of my me time today. Oh, thank you so much, precious, precious me time. And you chose to spend it with OFD. Well, thank you so much. All right, let's take a look at song requests now. We have listener HRNFRG writing, 안녕하세요. Nice. Autumn always makes me feel nostalgic. I don't know why. Our leaves are starting to change colors and the mornings are noticeably cooler. I hope y'all are enjoying autumn as well. Can you play Our Souls at Night by Sandhya? Thank you. All right. It's interesting that you mentioned feeling nostalgic in autumn, because here in Korea, that's long been sort of what we say, 가을 탄다, where people get kind of the autumn blues, get very, very sentimental. And apparently this is actually more common amongst men. Men start to get really sentimental, start listening to ballads all of a sudden, get very reflective on things and nostalgic, of course. And we all call that to sort of, you know, just features of this season, you know, part of the beauty of autumn. So, yeah, I guess there is something to that, isn't it? Listener Yoon Mi-jang writes, Onni, did you have a good weekend? I did, thank you so much. The weather has changed. The breeze that comes through the living room window has definitely gotten much chillier. It felt like opening a freezer door. And now I'll have to organize the Pandora's closet that I've neglected since moving. To be honest, I've opened it a few times, sighed, and closed the doors. I've been putting it off, saying that I'll deal with it when it got colder, but I guess it's time now. Ooh, I know how that feels when you got that really big task ahead of you. Well, just open up that closet door and just start with the one thing. And then just start with another thing and just break it down. Get a tunnel vision and don't feel overwhelmed. Good luck. All right. Yoon Mi-jung's request song is Geul and Bangi, one of mine. So let's listen to both of these requests now. First up is Sandhya with 우리의 밤, Our Souls at Night. Followed by me, Park Jung-hyun, with 게으른 뱅이, Lazy Bone. 게으른 뱅이, Lazy Bone by me, Park Jung-hyun. And before that, it was Sandhya with 우리의 밤, Our Souls at Night. All right, Taipei Worm says, Lena, I have finally finished listening. Wow. I have finally finished listening to 4 years worth of OFD podcasts in 2 months' time. You just binged OFD. Listening to your show is like attending a fun and entertaining English class. Truly enjoyed every episode of OFD. My English vocabulary has also increased listening to OFD. Now, there is one word that I am dying to learn from you, and I don't seem to be able to catch that word. Every time you say, please send in your 사연들, stories and anecdotes, not sure if I spelled it correctly. How do you spell this word? What does it mean? Looking forward to learning that new word from you. Thanks in advance, Teacher Lena. P.S. I appreciate the Where Are You Global roll call as it gives us global listeners a chance to interact with you and ask questions. Hope this global roll call will continue on. Have a good day. All right. Well, so far, I'm always loving to kind of get a little feel for how many people are listening in today and who commented on our posts or on Facebook or on our website. And yeah, and it is a nice little roll call. It's a great way to start off, I think, the show. So I don't see that going away anytime soon. Now, as for your question, 사연들, you can catch that word because it is actually a Korean word. The Korean word for a story or an anecdote is 사연, and 들, of course, is pluralizing it. So when I say stories and anecdotes, I'm just explaining the Korean word I just used. They are called 사연 in Korean, and so now you have Korean vocabulary in addition to your English vocabulary. I hope that answers your question. Ether92 says, uah! I woke up at 2 p.m. because today is a substitute holiday and you were in my dream. You were performing and Isora-nim was there too. So the two of you sang together. Oh, I wish my dream will become reality. It's raining there too, isn't it? Well, I hope your day will be as refreshing as the rain. Well, I don't think that... I do remember it was raining a lot yesterday. It didn't rain where I kind of traveled by. Nope, but maybe I'm just missing it. Maybe I just had that one window where it was dry when I was out and about. Oh, that would be fantastic. Doing a duet with Ms. Isora. Wow, that would be a dream control too. Jisukim0801 writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. Did you have a good weekend? I guess today is a substitute holiday, but not for me. I got my second shot last Friday, but luckily I didn't have any troubles. I can even say it was better than the first shot. But thanks to the new vaccine schedule, I missed a quiz on Friday, so I'll have to take it. I have to take it till late tonight. Oh boy. Well, I'm so glad that you're at least able to retake your quiz, even though you had to miss it. And congratulations on getting your second vaccination. But not only that, the fact that you didn't get sick at all makes it a little easier. All right, well, good luck on your quiz. J.S. Jerry Kim says, it's a substitute holiday, but work seems to have no intention of decreasing. Thanks to that, I am all alone in the office, but a cup of coffee and music makes it pretty good. I went fishing over the weekend, and I noticed that it is definitely getting harder and harder to wake up at dawn every year. And it's also getting harder to focus when tying the line to the hook. The young I went with said, that's why I should go fishing more now before I get older. Now, what is this? Is this optimistic or is that sad? A little bit of both, perhaps. Not sure. I see. Trying to focus when you're tying the line of the hook. Perhaps this is something with the age and the eyesight going. Yes, we all know that that's gonna happen. Yes, definitely have to enjoy those things now then. All right, moving on right along to our next song break. It's a song requested by listener Pacey. Here's Car the Garden with Romantic Sunday. La 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 la. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener High Energy says, 정연언니, the weather has gotten so much colder. Be careful not to catch a cold. Thank you so much, and you too. You too, definitely. Take care. I'm Kelly writes, wow, it seems quite cold already. No wonder today's high is under 20 degrees. I have to organize my clothes to fit this season, but it's not as enjoyable to make some wardrobe changes, bringing out seasonal clothes as I used to. I haven't taken out all my fall clothes yet, and my summer clothes are still in my closet. My place is so messy, it feels like a dungeon. And the messier it gets, the less motivated I am to organize it. Yes, it's definitely an irony that I think a lot of us feel, right? The more messy things get, the less motivated you are to clean it up, because I guess you start to feel more overwhelmed, and then you just you kind of like lose your energy and think, oh no, it's just getting worse. Well, I know, it's such a downward spiral sometimes. I do have to say that I have not changed out my wardrobe. I am barely hanging in there, and it is getting much colder. Whew, I don't know what to do, but I'm not looking forward to it either for some strange reason. But we will have to do it eventually, so good luck. Alicia Y writes, there are ways to watch 풍류대장 internationally. Just had to figure what it's called in English. When I checked last week, some places were still referring to them as some kind of rap show in their titles, but now they've pretty much all changed it to 풍류. Okay, battle between the vocalists. Wow, all right. There is a legal K-show streaming site that users outside North and South America need a VPN to access. And pretty much all the sites that I grew up watching subbed Korean shows on now have the show too. I don't think that there are any subbed versions of this show yet. And while watching the first episode, I wished I could understand some of the song lyrics and inside jokes a bit better. But come second episode, from how I was laughing uncontrollably at the lyrics to Sari Chaurunda, well, I figured I don't need subtitles to enjoy the show, and yes, I shared the official channel's Notu video of the performance with lots of friends. I'm sure you did. I'm sure a lot of people did. It definitely was a feel-good, can't help but laugh performance. So glad you were able to access it. Great. JS Lee 2017 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. Happy Monday. Thinking back on memories from around this time last year, I went to Gwanaksung on Saturday. I started in Gwacheon and ended in Sadang. By the time I got home, I had walked 25,000 steps or 19 kilometers. So on Sunday, I did nothing and just stayed in bed. Well, yes, definitely. I think that you did enough activity in that one walk for 2 days. That's for sure. Well, congratulations. That is quite a feat. All right. Coolie0111 asks, did I have a good weekend? I did. I did. I had a nice long weekend, actually. Coolie went to a planetarium last night, but the weather was so bad I couldn't see anything. The forecast had said it wouldn't rain at night, but it rained until late evening. Fortunately, though, I was given a rain check. Oh, nice. I'll visit again another time when the weather is good. I want to request 적재 별 보러 가자. Oh, that's so nice of them. The weather wasn't so good, so you couldn't see the stars. So you got a rain check. That's fantastic. All right, so you will definitely be going to see the stars again soon. And, you know, the air's gotten really good, so yeah, just as long as it's not raining. It did rain a lot yesterday, that's for sure. Let's listen to Coolie0111's request now. It's 적재 here with 별을 보러 가자. Let's go see the stars.
찬 바람이 조금씩 불어오면은 밤하늘이 반짝이더라.
They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we'll listen to a couple of songs that share the title, Anyway. We will start with the K-pop song called Anyway by NFLYING. This five-piece boy band made their debut back in 2015, and the N in their NFLYING name is said to stand for New and next. So put together and flying means the next new flight. Anyway, their song Anyway was part of their fourth mini album entitled How Are You? It was released in 2018 and it's a punk rock piece about a youthful love with the protagonist debating if he should confess his feelings after falling in love at first sight. And here's a bit of the lyrics. Oh, baby, love me. Love me, oh, love me. You're the only one I see. Trust me, oh, trust me. I think this is the moment. I wonder if I want to say is what you want to hear. Anyway, I really like you these days. I like that. Kind of getting shy. Oh, no, am I getting too serious? And then you can just lighten that up a little bit with anyway. Smart use of that phrase. As for our non-K-pop song of the day, we will listen to Anyway by American singer-songwriter Tori Kelly. She first gained recognition when she was only around 14 for the cover videos that she posted online. She then competed on American Idol when she was still in her teens and made her official debut with the release of her self-produced EP in 2002, right around when she turned about 20. She released her debut studio album entitled Unbreakable Smile 3 years after that. And her song Anyway was the last track on this album. The song is about the singer's unwillingness to change for anyone and her desire to remain her authentic self regardless of what relationship she is in. The song starts like this. If I said I'm difficult sometimes, say whatever comes to my mind, would you stay with me anyway? If you knew I made a lot of noise, say whatever just to make my point, would you stay with me anyway? Well, this is the only Tori that I know how to be. A different use of the word anyway, a different meaning, saying, despite all, will you still stay with me? All right, let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. Anyway by Enflying and then Anyway by Tori Kelly. That was Tori Kelly with Anyway, and before that we heard Enflying with Anyway as well. Alicia, first time she heard the Tori Kelly song, I'm assuming it was Tori Kelly time-wise, I think that was right, and she says, wow, this is my first time hearing this song, but I love it. It's a good one, right? And you can really kind of see just her virtuosity as a singer as well. We have a quick 안녕하세요 from listener Chrissy Lee 32. Hello, and thanks for joining us here on One Fine Day. All right, it's time to wrap up part one of the show. In part two, we're going to have an in-depth insight into the industry of K-pop for K-pop Inside. All right, I'll be back with part two after one more song break taking us out. Here's Hoodie with 안녕히, Adios, featuring Gray. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Now, normally we would be gearing up for K-pop Inside, our regular Monday segment, and meet up with our K-pop insider and expert producer, engineer John Kim. But unfortunately, John, our industry insider, is stuck in apparently the worst kind of traffic. And if anybody knows Seoul traffic, I think they can imagine a little of what he is stuck in. He is trying to get here as soon as he can. So we are going to play it by ear here. You know, we normally give our guests a song or two to, you know, settle into the studio, plug in their headphones and stuff like that. But John needs a little bit more time today. So why don't we give him a few more songs and some time for him to show up safely, we hope. So John, please drive safe. So if you have any song requests, now normally we have to sort of cut everyone off at part two, right? But this is one of the rare occasions when you can kind of request on the fly what you'd like to listen to, because we're going to have some time to enjoy some songs together while we wait to see if John makes it. So text me, right, at sharp8150 if you're in Korea, or if you're anywhere else in the world, you can message me on Kong, right on the various message boards that you find on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. Or just leave a comment on our Instagram posts at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook, facebook.com/EnglishKBS. All right, so leave comments, some words of encouragement to John. I'm sure he's feeling pretty bad right now. But what are you going to do? That expressway, when you're stuck, you are stuck. So I'm going to just wish him a safe trip here. Hopefully he can make it in for at least a little bit of K-pop inside. But for now, let's listen to a couple of cover songs. First up, we're going to listen to Imujin's rendition of 가을 타나봐, Fall in Fall. And then after that, it is the ever so beloved and popular 미도와 파라솔 with their rendition of 언젠가는, Someday. We just listened to 미도와 파라솔, Falasol, with 언젠가는 or Someday. Wonderful, wonderful cover there. Jakob's joining us saying hello. Hello, hello. And JSJerry76 says, oh, hello, hello, Jakob. Someday we will meet again. Someday. A couple of reactions when I dropped the news that John is still en route. He is going to be here. He's going to be here. Just gonna be a little bit late. Kim Ji-soo says, ah, the traffic. It must be horrible because it's a holiday. It's true. It's sort of a double-edged sword as well, because sometimes you think that it's going to be less traffic on the road because it's a holiday, right? And then sometimes, you know, if I'm driving somewhere on a Sunday, I never give myself a buffer time because I'm like, there's never any traffic. And then one of those days, you'll just be, bam, you'll be hit, whether it be inclement weather or etc. But yes, that infamous, you know, North Expressway, north of the river here in Korea, I will not name any names, is infamous for being just a veritable parking lot. But John has forged his way through the impossible gridlock and will be here soon. And Alicia says, oh no, John, drive safely. And then Update 2000 says, well, I think the Brave girls said it when they sang 운전만 해. So I thought that was funny. So why not listen to 운전만 해 by Brave Girls right now? We ride as we wish John a safe arrival. All right, Brave Girls, 운전만 해, we ride. Here's one more to enjoy. It's Paul Kim singing 찬란한 계절 after summer. I'll be right back. We just listened to Paul Kim with 찬란한 계절 or after summer. And Jakob joined us on our chat rooms saying, I saw the bat signal. Thanks, Jakob. Fun. And then, of course, Jakob being Jakob had to throw in the fun fact that the Brave Girls actually made recently a sequel to their hit 운전만 해, We Ride, and said, I feel like everyone already forgot. Well, we will not forget here at OFD. Thanks to you, Jakob. Kim Ji-soo's laughing. Oh, we get some online K-pop 101. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right, I am going to play one more song for you as John settles into the studio. In fact, it is one of the songs that John and I are going to talk about. So pay close attention. Or maybe you don't have to pay close attention because this song is everywhere right now. Here's Coldplay and BTS with their collaboration, My Universe. You are my universe, and I just want to put you first. That was My Universe, Coldplay and BTS. It's like they own the universe right now with this song. And it was one of your picks for today, John.
Yes, it was. Hello.
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 Jakob says, yay, welcome, John. Alicia
welcome
says, you
me.
Made it.
Yes, I made it. Man, today is yes. not my day, oh. but I am here yes. and I am ready to share some great music. Jeonha.
Mm-hmm. Jeonha.
Well, I mean, first off, this mm-hmm. song, it's everywhere right now, right?
Yep.
It's everywhere. You can't walk down a street in Seoul without hearing it at least like two or three times a day.
That's crazy, I know.
But
probably not even just in Seoul,
yeah,
but probably
all
in all over the world.
And
yeah.
what I really appreciate about this song mm-hmm. is they don't, because, you know, BTS has worked with a lot of great artists now with
right.
all the traction they've gained. But what I really appreciate about this song is they don't try to go out of their way mm-hmm. to add in like difficult English or to their own singing or
yes.
or, you know, they mm-hmm. they really kept true to their Korean roots.
Yes.
And if you go on YouTube or NoTube, yeah. you know, there's this really interesting clip.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short documentary
yeah.
about what went on behind the scenes with this track and this collaboration.
Okay.
And so what happened was, just a quick rundown.
Yeah.
Chris of Coldplay
okay.
got an email
mm-hmm.
Saying, hey, this is, there's this band,
okay.
South Korean band, they're called BTS,
okay.
I'm sure you've heard of them,
okay.
but they really want to work with you.
Oh.
And so he got the email, and at first he was really hesitant about mm-hmm. working with them, because Korean and English.
Yes.
I mean, in Korea, you know, we kind of think of English as like kind of a second half to our Korean music sometimes, because there's so many English lyrics.
We incorporate lots of English lyrics.
But in America or Western states or the UK,
yes.
you know, they don't
actively... mixing of the languages was probably, Chris Martin was probably
yeah.
scratching his head thinking,
huh? Right, he's like, yeah, how is this going to work?
Oh, interesting.
And because they have such different styles, you know,
yeah.
Coldplay with the whole British rock, like kind of that really warm sound that they have versus
yes.
BTS's really bright flashy
and
sound.
Polished, yes.
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
they didn't think it would work, but what Chris did was
yeah.
he just drew up a demo, he
okay.
sent it over,
uh-huh.
and they really liked it, and
mm-hmm.
they got together to work on it.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time, everyone was thinking, okay, we got to keep an open mind to this entire process, because
mm.
everyone has such different colors.
Sure.
And so the first thing they did was... BTS is known for having very open and different song structures.
Yes,
as
that's
in,
true. Lots of surprises.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. don't go like verse, pre-chorus, chorus,
mm-hmm.
and repeat, and
yes.
then song end. They do a lot of random things here and there to
right.
keep the song kind of lively, and so
mm-hmm.
you don't get too bored of it.
Yes.
And so that's the first thing that Chris wanted to kind of incorporate into this song as well.
Oh,
and so they did that. Yeah, and so
mm-hmm.
you're not going to hear maybe a traditional Coldplay style structure,
right.
but you're gonna hear something new, and yeah, like I said, the Korean lyrics
yeah.
where BTS came in and wrote them with Chris in the studio,
yes.
I think that is the right way to go.
Instead
yes. of, you know, trying to write English lyrics to go with Coldplay, you
yeah.
know, it's cool that
mm-hmm.
it's Coldplay, but it's also a Korean song as
that's
well.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I personally loved the way BTS sounded on this song.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, you know, Coldplay was able to, you know, naturally represent
mm-hmm.
the English language part of the song.
Right.
Leaving BTS to do what they do best
right.
and really emote and express.
Yep.
You know, in Korean, their voices come even more alive to me when they're singing in Korean. They found fuller
mm-hmm.
confidence. So I felt like both artists kind of brought out the best in each other.
I agree. I think that's 100% the case. And
yeah.
I really want to see more of this happening, because
mm-hmm.
we know BTS is going to be working with a lot of Western artists moving forward as
right.
well.
Absolutely.
And we've seen them do, you
mm-hmm.
know, some things where they try to be the Western artist, you know, but
sure,
I think
yeah.
they really do sound the best when they are a K-pop group.
It's very true.
Yeah.
The K-pop group at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great pick, and I'm so glad you brought it in. And I loved your kind of insights and insider kind of take on it, because actually our outside
mm-hmm.
our K-pop outside guest
mm-hmm.
Kim Young-da had actually brought this song in as well
for
his thing, so we got to get a little bit of both inside
oh, nice.
And outside views, which was totally different. And GHSK Fan09 thinks that Coldplay should definitely be thanking BTS for chart performance. But I don't know. I mean, you know, sure, yeah. Coldplay has been around for a very long time now. And, you know, they are the 선배님들 that BTS was like, please.
I mean, if you check out the documentary and the video, I think it'll show a lot of the way that BTS went into this session. Like, they were going and thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to be working with Coldplay. These people that we've only seen on screens or on these live performances, these stages, I can't believe we're working with them. But I think it goes both ways. You know, BTS is the hottest right now,
That's
right?
That's true.
And Coldplay, they're always doing really cool, but they might not have that, like, flashy, like, new age kind of,
it's
you know?
It's very true. So, and, you know, Kim Young-dae, our K-pop critic, said it really well because he said that these fandoms, Coldplay fans, BTS fans, there's not as much overlap. So when they collaborate, they're literally like joining two worlds together.
Absolutely.
Right? But musically, you would think, gosh, is it going to work? I mean, we just, when we heard about the teasers about their collaboration, we're like, is it going to work? But yeah, it's pretty,
I hear a lot
of Coldplay. You know, their more recent stuff, they have this sort of kind of synth pop, slight EDM edge to their rock arrangements.
Right.
Very Coldplay.
Yes.
Very BTS at the same time. Kim Ji-soo says, I can't believe we live in a world where Korean artists no longer have to write English lyrics when collaborating with international artists. That was your point.
Yes,
exactly,
that's what I'm loving the most about this right now.
It was nice. It was lovely. And I do think that Chris Martin sings a line or two of Korean as well.
Yes, there is. He actually mentions it in the video. You definitely want to check it out. There's a lot of cool little Easter eggs in there. Which will make you kind of think again when you hear the song.
It's true. And it's wonderful to know that it was really made in such a collaborative nature.
Yes.
All right. That was My Universe, and that was our insider's take on that. You were mentioning also the song form. I'm going to listen to it again and see how that open structure of BTS meets a Coldplay arrangement.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
All right. We're going to move on to discussing and teasing our next track, which is...
We're going to be listening to Blessed by Thama, featuring Jisoo. Thama is a great upcoming R&B artist in Korea. I mean, there's a lot of traction going behind him as well. I've known him for quite a long time before he was Thama.
Oh, really?
I knew him just as Jungmin TV. That was the name of his NUTTUBE channel. but that's back in the day, he was working very closely with this other young of mine. His name was Taeho.
I see.
But they did a lot of the NUTTUBE covers and stuff. And
they did.
Yeah, and that's where I started working with them when I was back in college.
Wow.
And I remember we talked about all these artists that we look up to, these kinds of sounds that we want. And what's amazing now is... this guy is now writing for these artists that we were talking about.
True.
I'm lucky as well because I'm recording for these artists. Yeah. I'm working with these artists as well. And, you know, this album is backed by some of our, some of the 선배s that we kind of, we respect so much. And this one is no exception. I mean, it's featuring Jisoo. This is a dude that we looked up to so much when we were younger. We're like, how do we get that kind of a vocal? How do you sing Jisoo, right?
Like, you're kind of born that way, I think. My goodness.
It's crazy to be able to work.
I'm super, my curiosity is peaked because, you know, I've seen Thama's name here and there, featuring on this and that, producing this and that, putting out some of his own stuff. But, you know, just so mysterious. I'm just so curious. Who is Thama and what's his thing? What's his story? And so he started out doing covers online. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And his name is Jungmin.
His name is Jungmin, yes. And yeah, like I said, he started off just kind of underground, didn't have much traction.
Yeah.
But he rose up through his NUTTUBE videos and he got small offers here and there. And the biggest thing that happened, it was he got called up by Dynamic Duo because they loved his voice and they wanted to work with him and bring him into their company. But not as an artist, but as a writer to sing, you know, guides. You know, there's guides here and there. We always need great vocals to do demos.
That's true.
So that's where he started, but he's blown up and grown up to be this amazing artist that they're now pushing. They started off pushing him off as kind of a writer.
Yeah, composer.
But after, right, but hearing his voice and hearing what he's able to do with all those years of practice that he has under his belt, you know, he's now pushing it all out.
That, and you know, that's also a good point. You know, if you're in the background doing the session vocals, demo singing is also, it's just a day-to-day gig. You work so much. You work a lot. So you're just getting that much more experience. It's sort of like the story of Big Mama, right?
Yes.
They were session singers, and by the time they debuted, they were already just perfectly polished vocalist.
Right.
Well, that's what's going on here with Thama. We're going to probably hear a lot more about Thama in the future.
Absolutely.
But, he's got this song off his first album.
His first full-length album. Yes.
And I'm sure this album is going to get a lot of traction.
Yes.
He already has this kind of maniac fan base who is always looking out for his
stuff. Not only a maniac fan base, but I think within the music community, like within the R&B kind of community in Korea, we're all looking at this album like, all right, this is going to be one of the best albums this year.
Wow.
And I think Cheja, he was the first one to kind of go out there and say, I remember he made a post and he said, 이거는 기대하셔도 됩니다.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You can have high expectations.
You can have high expectations. And yeah, this is a great album. I definitely suggest you check out the entire album, not just this one. And it will bless your ears.
Oh, nice. Wonderful. Let's listen then. Here's Thama with Blessed featuring G-Soul. That was Thama with Blessed featuring G-Soul. G-Soul's appearance was a big, like, it was fantastic cameo there.
Yes.
And then both of them harmonizing together. What?
I know. It's just
Just
insane.
It gets better.
Yes.
That's fantastic. All right, we have John Kim, a producer engineer from the industry of K-pop, sharing his insights with us. And next song that we're going to listen to?
All right. I know I'm kind of late, but we have time for my favorite segment. Are you
we
ready?
We always have time for this
segment.
We have time. Do not worry, John.
Yes. So it's time for Who Are You?
Who are you?
Who are you? Yes.
Right.
So we've got this artist that I found, which I'm actually in love with right now because they're actually crazy. They're called Lama. Have you heard of Lama?
I want to say yes. No, I don't know. I don't know because they look. Their name looks like Thama, so I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of has that
kinda
feel.
Like, okay, but no, I don't think I know Lama.
Yes, so I just discovered them.
Yeah.
I was going through the 최신 음악, you know, the newest music, and I just happened to stumble upon them. And you know, I whenever I try to come up with an artist for this segment, I listen to the kind of the least popular songs.
Oh, nice. I love it.
But I always try to find a good one.
Yes.
You know, and this one, it blew my mind. So this is Lama with his new song. It's called Be With You. Lama is an indie ballad R&B artist.
Okay.
And they've only been active since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really cool is they write their own songs. They perform their own songs, and they have a great repertoire of songs.
So do you know if it's a team or a solo?
It's a solo guy.
Oh, it is a guy.
It is a solo guy.
He has this name, Lama.
Lama, yes. And what I really liked about this was, so I have a love-hate relationship with Korean ballads.
It's funny that you say that because so do I.
I'm sure. I mean, because Korean ballads, you know, they're so good in the fact that, like, you know, they're very well constructed. They're so emotional, but they're so overdone as well.
They're like K-dramas.
Exactly.
But in a song.
Exactly. And so that, it's really cool. And when it's done right, it can be done really well.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, sometimes it's just like
a little over the top.
Yeah, did you have to, like, sometimes, like, after the bridge, when you hit that extra high note, like, it's like, really? You know, sometimes
it feels forced.
Sometimes.
Like, you know, the ballads feel like a pressure to climax crazy and have this, you know, key change. And a bridge always has to have a bridge.
Always has to have the bridge and like some modal interchange within the chords to add that extra emotion.
Yes.
And You know, I think there's a time and place for that. And yes. with amazing artists, amazing vocalists, mm-hmm. Something that I think is a little bit unfortunate is the Korean public kind of tends to expect
yes.
to hear that big climax bridge
exactly.
and those kinds of ballads from these
they
kinds of artists.
Sort of demand it and
right.
kind of forces our hand as writers
right.
to fulfill that demand.
Right.
Even if we don't want to all the time.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, like I said, there's a time and place, but it's not a thing that we should be doing always,
absolutely,
you know? And
I
think there's a lot of artists that can do much more than just a classical Korean ballad.
Right.
But because of what the public kind of sees mm-hmm. and expects of them, they have a hard time breaking free of
that's
that.
That's true. That's very
but
true.
But what I really like about Lema,
mm-hmm.
now here's the cool part. He does ballads.
Oh, he does?
He does ballads.
Oh,
but
he's a
he
ballad
does
indie artist. Okay.
But he does them in a very unforced kind of a way.
Oh.
Like, there's a lot of R&B elements
yeah.
in his melodies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you listen to his melody without a track,
okay.
I'd say it's like half R&B, half ballad.
Oh.
But if you listen to the track and the way he sings over it,
right.
it's 100% a ballad.
Ah, okay.
And so it doesn't feel forced to me. It
mm-hmm.
sounds like he's doing a ballad, but he's also staying true to himself
mm-hmm.
without kind of having that okji, like that forced, like,
yeah.
I'm going to do a ballad and make
right.
it like, make you cry your eyeballs out.
You won't be able to stop singing the hook, and then
right.
my head's gonna explode when I hit the high note. And yes, it's not that drama.
Yeah, it's not. It's not like that. Though he has done a few OST tracks, if you want to go and check them out.
Oh, wonderful!
But yeah, I think this track in particular, it's just it's a fresh take on a ballad for me. You know,
always looking for the fresh take on a ballad. That welcome
yeah.
to my life. How do we make a fresh take on the ballad? So this is going to be definitely interesting for me,
mm-hmm.
if no one else. So everybody enjoy. Here's Lema with Be With You. We just listened to Lema with Be With You. I think Kim Ji-soo remarked that he noticed Lema collaborating also with singer Seol, which was who's also collaborated with Bama.
Yes.
Small World.
Yes.
All right. We have time for one more. I did really like
mm-hmm.
the bridge and modal change
mm-hmm.
climax part.
I mean,
because it did. It worked really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. It checks all the boxes for for a Korean ballad, right? But,
right.
I mean, what really stood out to me was
mm-hmm.
the melody and
yes.
the track.
Yes.
I feel like almost to the point where, like, they don't work together.
Yeah.
Like, the melody, it's kind of an R&B melody in the hook. But
in
then
the
ballad is just, I mean, the track is just full-on ballad,
the arrangement,
strings, you
the
know?
Strings.
Yeah.
yeah,
but I mean,
we call them sections.
Yes,
the hits, right?
Yeah.
Band hits. But you're right. If
mm-hmm.
we did kind of like if Thama
mm-hmm.
remade this song and
right.
arranged it Thama style,
yeah.
it would also still work. Really,
I think it
really
would be
work.
A totally different
Absolutely.
Song, but I think it would still work.
That is wonderfully, wonderfully creative
mm-hmm.
writing there. Nice. Thank you so much. We have
of
time
course.
For one more track.
All
now.
Right. This is kind of a. I don't know how everyone's going to feel about this.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to be honest here.
Okay,
we've got a really hot song.
Yes.
It's piping hot
yeah.
right off the press, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We got The Feels by Twice.
The
and
feels.
I don't know how everyone feels about it. You know, it's their first...
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's their first full English release.
So they're making their move.
They're making their move. And here's what's cool about it.
Mm.
Because it's a full single, like a English single release,
yes.
They're able to hit a lot of charts in Western countries on pop charts where originally like they might be like a global like K-pop.
That's
or
right.
like
they would be on a global chart
right.
or like overseas chart or
right,
something like
right.
that. It's some imported thing.
Right.
But now they... Because of their full English release,
mm-hmm.
they can actually get into the real top 100 charts.
Yeah, like the UK charts, the US charts.
Mm-hmm.
They're making their stance in that
wow.
part of the world, right? But
mm-hmm.
here's the thing.
Yeah,
we were just talking about how well Coldplay and BTS worked together,
right?
And how it didn't feel forced because
no.
everyone was doing what they're good at and what their languages are,
playing
you know?
To their strengths.
Right. And so here's the thing. With this, Twice, they always, they have great quality music.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of quality control that goes behind the scenes to make sure that the vocals are tuned just perfectly. You know, all the nuances are just, are, you know, chiseled
perfect,
to just be perfect, you know? And you can kind of hear it here, too. But there's just no getting around that they're not native English speakers.
So that was okay. That's going to be really a tough sell to native English speakers.
Right.
They're not very forgiving.
Right. And
I mean, Koreans are not very forgiving when someone has bad Korean pronunciation.
Exactly.
Right? So in that same light, Western audiences, they're gonna nitpick.
Right.
If the pronunciation's bad.
I mean, they're cool. You know, they're a K-pop group.
They're
fantastic. K-pop is the whole, you know, it's like, it's getting super hot right now. But, I mean, they're trying to be, trying to do a Western release here. And I'm not sure how much I like it as someone who's a native English speaker.
Right.
I listen to it and it's like, if it was in Korean, you know, I'd be able to understand it. And with the English, like, I can barely understand the lyrics.
Oh, I see.
Just listening to it. And
so you feel this a little bit of disconnect when you hear the song.
I personally do. I mean, it's a great song. It's a great song. And I'm sure if...
and I'm sure Twice fans are probably loving it too. Or they have their own ideas as well. But it's ironic that a song called The Feels is actually creating so many feels. Different kinds of feels.
You know,
from
different
people out there.
Right.
Good and bad.
Good and bad. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, even in Korea, though, what's cool is when we, as writers, when we send demos off to companies, a lot of times they are in English.
That's true.
And a lot of the English lyrics, because a lot of times those English lyrics, they're, like, fully made. They have a story behind them.
Right.
They tend to kind of do translations or keep a lot of the kind of,
it a little.
Yeah, they try to keep lots of the lyrics, you know, the English. But this one, I feel like this one is one where maybe the JYP got a track in English. And he's like, yeah, this sounds so good as a demo. I love these lyrics. What if we just do it all in English?
I say, okay.
And so that's kind of my thinking.
Maybe it was just a little bit too ambitious for Twice is not able to play to their strengths at all. They're actually playing to their weaknesses.
That's my opinion. Right.
That is just John's opinion. I haven't heard the song yet, so I will reserve my opinion for later. But in any case, it is a very important song.
It is.
In terms of Twice's first release. It's the first K-girl group English release, so congratulations to them. And I guess they have to start somewhere.
Yeah, they do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you never know what's going to happen with songs like this. What's really cool about this entire release was they did their original song, The Feels, but then there's a bunch of different remixes with it, too. And so a song like this, I mean, it lends itself to be an interesting kind of... blank canvas for producers to work around, you know?
Oh, right.
Because they have such well-produced vocals that you normally don't get with Western artists. Like, Western artists, in order to keep a lot of emotion, sometimes they leave in a lot of their imperfections and some mistakes or, like, loud breathing noises.
Yes,
or
sometimes I like to keep the pitchiness.
And, right.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And that gritty kind of imperfection is more appealing. But Twice is just super polished, so they can... artists can go crazy arranging around them.
Yes.
Thank you so much, John. We squeezed in an entire K-pop inside, regardless of the traffic. The traffic did not stop us. We hope you have a much more pleasant ride home today.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you next time.
All right. 좀 봐.
좀 봐. Here's Twice with The Feels. That was Twice with their new one, The Feels. And maybe we will take a moment the next time with John to kind of revisit that. And I'll add in my little 2 cents, if you don't mind. But here we are at the end of today's One Fine Day. Here is Sutambam. They're taking us out. Countless Nights by Sultan of the Disco. See you tomorrow.